Welcome, friends. James Corbett here, CorbettReport.com, coming to you on the 21st of October, 2015, across the dateline here in Japan, but way back in the northern, cold, wintry, chilly, lovely climes of Canada. It is still the 20th of October, 2015, aka the hangover day, the election hangover day, and it seems like just yesterday that I was in sunny Acapulco, Mexico, talking to my friend Dan Dix of PressForTruth.ca about the upcoming Canadian election, the then upcoming Canadian election, and the Trudeau deception, something we talked about at that time, but it has become a reality. Here it is. Let's live the nightmare, the next 4 years at least, of the Trudeau era. Again. So joining us once again to discuss what this all means is Dan Dix, PressForTruth.ca. Dan, thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
I am doing well, James. It's my pleasure to be on. Thanks.
Well as can be expected, I guess. All right, so let's start dissecting some of the propaganda. But just to bring everyone up to speed for the non-Canadians in the crowd, just tell us, give us an overview of this election, what we've just seen, what the sort of mood of the country is, and what happened last night.
Well, last night was the lead up to counting of all the polls, and the announcement was made last night that the Liberals, Justin Trudeau, son of former Prime Minister Pierre Elliott Trudeau, won Prime Minister of Canada. And not only did he win, but the Liberals managed to get a majority government. And for people who don't know how the government operates here in Canada, a majority government is, they have the majority of the seats in the House of Commons. So if the opposition votes, if 100% of the opposition votes against an issue, they don't even have enough people to make up half the vote. So it's essentially like a dictatorship. Now, this is what Stephen Harper had, was a majority government. So in my mind, we're really switching from one regime to another regime. It's really been an extreme from one side to the other. And we've seen this before. I mean, it wasn't that long ago in the United States when we saw, you know, the new hopeful young face of change come in. And now we've just witnessed the same thing here in Canada with the new up and coming young hopeful change, Justin Trudeau, and they've won a majority government. This has just been announced last night. So troubling times for Canada.
You're exactly right. Hope and change Canada style is exactly the way I'm reading this election. But again, let's give people this sort of overview of what this hope and change means in the Canadian context. Obviously, we're not supporters of Harper or the Harper government here, and we're not defending them or saying that they should have won. No one should win. But the transition is obviously, as you say, just a transition from regime to regime. So give us a sense of what the old regime was like, how it was perceived by the Canadian public, and what Canadians think they're voting for when they vote for the Liberals.
Well, the old regime was very much like a robotic, very cold machine that people didn't feel very close to. Stephen Harper was very difficult to approach. Justin Trudeau is very, very different. I personally confronted Justin three separate times about Bilderberg, about C-51. You can actually get close to him, whereas Stephen Harper, in the 10 years that he's been prime minister here, I don't think I've ever gotten within 100 feet of him. So people are noticing that this Justin character seems to be different in the sense that he's approachable. But to be honest, there's really no difference when you really look at the policies in terms of security here on in Canadians, in terms of the wars of aggression that he may continue in the Middle East. There's really no difference from the two here. The only outstanding difference that the Canadian people may perceive, and this could be a lot of the reason why the vote was swayed in his direction, is because of the issue of the legalization of marijuana. Now, here in Canada, I mean, it's almost a foregone conclusion. It is going to happen. People are demanding this to happen, and it will happen. Legalization is coming. Justin Trudeau and the Liberals are seizing this opportunity to gain control. And people of Canada need to understand that his version of legalization is not necessarily going to be the type of legalization that the medical patients and the people here who benefit from medical cannabis are going to actually want. So this could be a bit of a people being duped in by him playing the marijuana card on the campaign trails. So he says this is the first thing he's going to do. So today is day one, and we're going to just see how he plans to legalize marijuana and what it's going to mean for the small-time farmers here who have built this industry of BC Bud. I'll tell you what's happening, James. He's bringing in Marijuana Inc., and he's going to be giving all the licenses to these licensed producers, wiping out all the mom and pops here. And it's not going to be the legalization, which we want to see, full legalization, like it's tomatoes or something, like you can grow it yourself if you'd like. It's not going to be like that around here. He's going to follow what we pointed out in the Trudeau deception is like the alcohol model in Ontario, where it's a monopoly. It's only a small cartel that get all of the distribution rights. And if you want to play, if you want to be on the shelves with the big boys, you got to have the inside connections. You got to have millions and millions of dollars. So that's the kind of legalization that Justin Trudeau wants to bring to Canada.
Exactly right. I mean, the government moving out in front of a societal change that is already taking place, claiming ownership of that change, and then cartelizing it for the benefit of the very few cronies. Yeah.
Yeah.
No surprise there on any count. And of course, Obama came into power promising the first thing he would do is close Guantanamo.
Yeah.
Remember that one? All right. So let's get into some of these policies on which there will be no change as a helicopter passes overhead. Uh-oh, I hope they're not after me. All right, so let's talk about, for example, you mentioned C-51. A very important issue for Canadians that came up in the past several months. This was an anti-terror legislation. Of course, the real terrorists are the ones in government passing this type of legislation that destroys any thought of the semblance of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, any idea that that piece of paper was going to uphold any sort of liberties. But let's talk a little bit about what C-51 is and what Trudeau's position on it is.
Sure. Well, when this came out, it really was heightened and talked about in the wake of the Ottawa shooting. And this was a bill that they managed to whisk through in the wake of that, basically giving more powers to not only the RCMP, but especially CSIS, the Canadian Security Intelligence Service here in Canada, giving them the ability to monitor Canadians better here at home, but also abroad, and giving more powers to work with the Five Eyes and things like that. So Justin Trudeau, although he maintains that, I questioned him. I said, hey, you flip-flop on C-51. And he says, no, I didn't. I remained consistent the whole way through. But if you go back and look at his track record, he wasn't consistent the whole way through. He was going back and forth. And now he's completely on board with C-51. He says that this is, this is what we need to protect the country. I said to him, I don't think this is what the people want, though. And his response was, well, they can vote for what they want in the upcoming election. Well, now we have him as leader, and people do not want C-51. So let's see if he's going to hold to his word and do what the people want and hopefully get rid of this draconian bill.
Yes, well, I'm not going to hold my breath on that, but it'll be interesting to see the way that he plays that. How about the TPP?
Well, the TPP, I mean, here's the thing when you switch from one puppet to another puppet. He's not in control of this country. The overarching, Bilderberg elite are in control of this country. So whatever is in motion with the TPP right now is going to continue, whether it's Stephen Harper or Justin Trudeau. So we have just recently gotten fully on board with the TPP. So I don't think that's about to slow down anytime soon. Justin is again, you can put him right on par with Stephen Harper on just about every issue except for the legalization of marijuana.
Yes. Again, it's just one of those issues that he'll get to say, oh, that was kind of a Harper era thing, but, I'll have to sign it because we're committed to it at this point. So, his hands are tied. Again, this is this is so obvious to people who study this and are in this day in and day out and see the propaganda for what it is. But obviously, a lot of Canadians don't see that propaganda for what it is.
So that's right.
So what do you think, is there a sense that there has been any sort of move in any significant sense in Canadian society over the last several years other than we don't like Harper, let's get rid of Harper? Is this just a throw the rascals out kind of move, or is there any sign of hope of any sort that we can take away from what's happened?
I honestly think it's just a case right now of getting out Stephen Harper. That's what people were focused on right now. If you watch the Trudeau deception, you'll see in it, I do an interview with Mark Emery, and he very clearly states that the only reason why he's voting for Justin Trudeau is to get Harper out or to just go for the legalization issue, and that's it. So to me, it feels like people in Canada were tired of Harper, fed up with Harper, and were willing for anything else. It didn't matter what it was going to be as long as it was something that wasn't Harper. And, well, clearly the establishment has picked the pretty boy Trudeau. So I don't know if the people really wanted Trudeau. I think they just didn't want Harper anymore, is more so of where this came from.
Well, then at least there's the hope that some of the people, and this is the real hope that we can hope for, is that some of the people who voted as a sort of anti-Harper vote will realize that nothing has changed when they see Trudeau in action and will realize the futility of trying to vote themselves into freedom. Haha.
You know, all the people who are saying to me now and saying, haha, see, you're talking about the democracy deception and this and that. I can guarantee you in 4 or 8 or 10 years from now, these very same people are going to be demanding that we vote Trudeau out. They're going to be saying we have to vote him out
exactly
of here.
Exactly right.
These same people.
Yeah.
These very same people in a few years from now are going to be demanding that we get to the polls and vote Trudeau out of there.
Exactly. Remember when people were sick of Paul Martin? We need a change. Oh, Harper. Yeah. Sick of Harper. Yeah. Let's vote in Trudeau. Oh, and the cycle continues over and over and over and over. Very sad. But again, let's hope that there are some people out there who can wake up to this. There are obviously more people falling out of that matrix every day. And you are a part of that with the work you're doing at Press for Truth. Tell people, obviously, I'm assuming you're going to be covering this issue in greater depth in your channel in coming days. Tell people how they can find you.
Yeah, for sure. Check us out at pressfortruth.ca. There we have, you can watch, we called it the Great Canadian Deception, where we get into all the candidates leading up to this election. And so we have the May deception, Trudeau deception, Harper deception, and Mulcair deception, and then the democracy deception. And you can catch that all at pressfortruth.ca. And we'll be talking about this more as we continue on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/weavingspider.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. We'll link up all of those videos in the well, at least the Trudeau video and the democracy video in the show notes for this interview at CorbettReport.com. Dan Dix, thank you for your time as always.
Thank you. Take care.